Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Pastor Colin Mahlangu is on the line. Good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, my Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Very well, thank you. Thank you, Pastor. I hope your day has been good. Africa Day? No, Africa Day is 25 May. It's May Day.
Wake Up Day.
Yes, it's May Day. You're running ahead of us already.
I tell you. I love Africa, so I tell you.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, Pastor, we're going to be speaking to you the next couple of days about the remnant and its mission. It's one of the beliefs, fundamental beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventists. Now, there is a special meaning to the remnant of believers that will exist in the last days when earth is at its worst, right before Christ's second coming. Now, we want to learn about this remnant. So, first off, what is the meaning of the remnant?
Remnant basically means the what remains from the original. That's the remnant. We are looking at something that has been there, and then you remove part of the original, and then you have what remains at the end of the day. For example, you've got a piece of fabric that you have, and then you tear part of it, and maybe it's a dress or it's a shirt. And then there's that little piece that remains from the original. Then that becomes the remnant. It has got the qualities of the original. It has, let's say if it is a fabric, it has the color of the original. It is the texture of the original, and so forth and so forth. So you are saying it is something that remains from the original. That's the basic definition of what a remnant is before we delve into what then becomes the remnant in the Bible.
Yeah. In fact, just getting to that, how is it used, that term in the scripture?
You'll notice that God has had his people over the passage of time. And starting from the Garden of Eden, God is the one who is saying, let us make man in our own image. So we have got the first people in Adam and Eve, and God is with them. But over the passage of time, there have been some changes that have been taking place in humanity because of sin. But the original word of God says, let us make man in our own image. So we believe and we understand that from Garden of Eden, God already had a plan for humanity. God already had a relationship with humanity. So human beings, mankind, is having a relationship with God. And God tells him what to do and how to live. So even as we live in the 21st century, going back to the beginning of time, God had already specified how we ought to live as his children. So as a remnant, we are saying we are the remains over the passage of time where there has been sin, where there has been changes. God has been saying, this is how I want you to live by. If you look at Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20 to 21, the Bible says, in that day, the remnant of Israel, the survivors of the house of Jacob, will no longer rely on him who struck them down, but will rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. A remnant will return, a remnant of Jacob will return to the mighty God. So it takes us back to the original to say, after that, God is saying to Jacob, you're no longer going to be Jacob, you're going to be Israel, you're going to be a people called by my name. So,
yes, I'm listening, Pastor.
Ooh. So as it is, as we continue as God's children, we are saying we are called by his name. It is Israel that is called by God's name. So we become a remnant, the remains of what has come from the Lord. You look at Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 to 18, the Bible says, then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. On the day when I act, says the Lord, they will be treasured possession. I will spare them just as a father who has compassion and spares his son who serves him. So we still have a remnant there. Those are the remains that are there. You go to Genesis chapter 7, verse number 23. Thus he blotted out every living thing that was upon the face of the land, from men to animals to creeping things and to the birds of the sky. And they were blotted out from the earth, and only Noah was left. That's a remnant, together with those that were with him in the ark. Genesis chapter 50, verse number 20. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about his present result, to preserve many people alive. That's still another remnant. That is Joseph speaking to his brothers. First Kings chapter 19, verse number 18. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So we are looking at the remnant. This is what the Bible is saying about the remnant. What remains from the original, from the time of Noah, there are people who are killed, but there is a people that remain at that time, a people who worship God, a people who abide to the word of God, who listen to the word of God. Remember, during the time of Noah, they are told to build the ark because God was going to destroy the earth, and whoever entered into the ark was going to be spared. And people refused to obey to the word of God. And remember, those who refused to be part of the word of God, those who refuse to obey to what God has to say to them, they don't belong to the remnant. So the remnant has got a relationship with God from the original, from our forefathers, from those who were there in the time past. Those are the people who are said to have a relationship with God. And from that time, to the passage of time, to the next and next and next generation, that becomes a remnant. So where we are today, if we are to continue sharing the word of God, continue helping people to go to Jesus Christ and help them to listen and to obey the word of God, that generation that will come after us, that will continue to do what God wants them to do, that is the remnant.
Looks like, you know, and as I'm hearing you, there's been ever since the creation of the world, as it sounds like, there's been remnants at every, you know, a generation. There has been remnants. Am I getting you correctly?
Mm-hmm. Very correct, Zen. Oh, we are saying that from the original, there has to be a continuity. Even as the garment is being torn apart, the pieces that are coming from the original, as long as they continue to remain in safety, then they become an original. Now, this is the example that we are going to be using throughout the week, okay, of the fabric of the garment. Mm-hmm. To say you have your garment and you have been using it for years, and as it is known for what it is, whether it's a Versace or it's a Gucci or whatever label you want to put it on. For years, you have been putting it on, but it's getting old. But even as it is getting old, it does not change what it is. Mm. It remains a Gucci or a Versace. Old as it is, torn as it is, it's still a Gucci, it's still a Versace. So we are saying, even in the passage of time, we remain holding to the original, what it was in the time past. No matter how old it can be, it cannot change from a Gucci to an Adidas. It's original. It remains what it is, no matter the passage of time.
Yeah.
Are we together?
Are we together?
So yes.
I like the example you're making. Mm.
So this is how we want it. This is how we should understand it to be. It becomes the remain of the original. It does not change because of the passage of time. No, it only gets old, but it still remains to be what it is. And we all know what the Bible says. It says a time to come, this old body is going to be transformed into something new. So it does not scare us. It does not worry us that this religion becomes old, but even if it's old, it still remains the original, what it was from the time past.
Lovely. Now, tell me, Pastor, who then will become a part of the remnant? Do we know?
Those who do the will of God. Those who do the will of God are the ones that will remain the remnant. If you are saying they are those who remain faithful to God despite persecutions and hardships, that is Isaiah chapter 10, verse number 20 and 21, Romans chapter 11, verse number 5. There are also people who fear and honor God. That's Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. The remnant are people who keep his commandments. Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, 14, chapter 14, yep. Verse number 12.
Mm.
They are obedient to his word. First Kings chapter 19, verse number 18. He have not compromised with the world or conformed to its standards. Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. Emphasizing on this point number 5, which says they have not compromised with the world or conformed to in standard. This is why we are saying a Versace remains a Versace, a Gucci remains a Gucci. No matter the passage of time, a Gucci cannot be an Adidas. So we are saying as God's children, we don't compromise who we are. Poor as we may be, old as we may be, persecuted as we may be, we remain as God's children. We don't change who we are. We are a remnant from the original. And number 6, they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That is John chapter 17, verse number 3. They are led by the Holy Spirit, Romans chapter 8, verse number 14. Are willing to stand alone if necessary, Matthew chapter 10, verse number 34 to 39. Are willing to suffer for their faith, Philippians chapter 1, verse 29 to 30. Are looking for the return of Jesus Christ, Titus chapter 2. Verse number 13. Therefore, it is important to note that the remnant is not limited to a specific group or denomination, but rather a diverse group of individuals from various backgrounds who share a common commitment to God and his word. So if you are Catholic, you are listening to what God is saying, you are following the will of God, then you become the remnant. If you are true to the word of God, if you are ZCC, if you are SDA, if you are true to the word of God, then that becomes the remnant, knowing where we are coming from, knowing the origin. Remember, it is John who says, I have got some of my sheep who belong to this flock, but yep, are not yet here. So when we are talking about the remnant, we are talking about God's people who listen and do his word.
Wow, beautiful. A mouthful there, Pastor Mahlangu. I must thank you so much for coming through and actually giving us a very clear, succinct, definition of who the remnant is. Oh, man, I want to be part of that, eh? I do hope that if you're listening out there, you also want to be part of that, and you actually are very proud to be part of the remnant, those who keep the commandments of God. That's what you said earlier. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for for joining us this afternoon, rather. I hope that you have the rest of the afternoon. We're going to be connecting you with you, rather, tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you, and blessings to you, Zama.
Blessings. Thank you.